What Does Law Mean, Mumu? The podcast series. Hello there. I would like to mention, by way of a postscript, Chapter 6, in which we referred to the famine, and in the course of recalling a very poignant and powerful poem called Quarantine by the Irish poet Evan Boland. Little did anyone think at that time when I was writing this that we in our society and as a civilization and a universe would be experiencing quarantine as we are. But just to say that sadly, Evan Boland passed away on the 27th of April 2020. She died suddenly at her home in Dublin, and our condolences and sympathy go out to her husband and her two children and all of her family. She was unique in that there were never many female poets around in the 1970s and onwards, and she quickly and rapidly gained quite a reputation for herself from her beginnings in Trinity. She had a varied career and was a renowned and acknowledged professor at Stanford University, where she taught from 1996. Her work deals with the Irish national identity and the role of women in Irish history. We know that for all of those who followed her career, knew her and loved her, this is a very sad time, and we just want to extend our sympathy to them at this time of exceptional grief for the loss of their wife, mother, relative, friend, and a significant poet in the Irish literary scene. At the time when the National Maternity Hospital in Dublin was celebrating its centenary, Evan Boland was actually the writer in residence throughout 1994. How amazing to think that there was and is a writer in residence in the National Maternity Hospital. The poem was framed at that time on a wall beside a beautiful image of mother and child. And I would like to take this opportunity now when we are remembering her and acknowledging the sad and sudden loss of her, a poem which she is well known for called Night Feed. And I do so very much bearing in mind that Evan Boland had an inimitable manner on reading her poetry, a very powerful and strong way of delivering the words that she had crafted. So with apologies to her and to her family and others who are her devotees, I would attempt to read Night Feed. This is dawn. Believe me, this is your season, little daughter. The moment daisies open, the hour mercurial rainwater makes a mirror for sparrows. It's time we drowned our sorrows. I tiptoe in, I lift you up, wriggling in your rosy, zipped sleeper. Yes, this is the hour for the early bird and me when finder is keeper. I crook the bottle. How you suckle. This is the best I can be. Housewife to this nursery where you hold on, dear life. A silt of milk. The last suck. And now your eyes are open, birth-coloured and offended. Earth wakes. You go back to sleep. The feed is ended. Worms turn, stars go in, even the moon is losing face. Poplars stilt for dawn, and we begin the long fall from grace. I tuck you in.